Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters, otherwise known as Hart. Bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Peter Meyer's here. Peter's a great longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder and principal over at the Meyer Group, author of Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. We're talking about management approaches to management scenarios, things that are symmetrical and asymmetrical. You know, Peter, we had you gave a great example of an earlier one you're going to come back to, I know, and I talked about one that I had early on in my career. There's another one that made me think about this. Joel Barker, one of our Brain Trust members, one of the great futurists of our time, tells a story about the invention of the quartz clock. You know who invented the quartz clock? The Swiss invented the quartz clock, the quartz watch. The Swiss invented the quartz watch. And when they brought it to their engineers, to their operations guys, as you talked about, they rejected it because it didn't have any moving parts. And so consequently, they sold it to somebody who then almost put the Swiss watchmakers out of business. Right, so it was asymmetrical. Yeah. It was the quartz watch was asymmetrical to the Swiss watch. It was their screwdriver, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
So what else?
And so if you run a small business, you've got this constant discussion to go through, which is, where do I want to step out of my normal path?
Mm-hmm.
And move into asymmetry. And I look at it, speaking of stepping, I look at it sort of like walking. If we stand still, that's very symmetrical. And it doesn't really bring a lot of progress. When we step forward into the unknown, that brings progress. Mm-hmm. Symmetrical, stand still. Asymmetrical, move into the unknown. And as much as I enjoy symmetry, like you do, it's just impossible to grow my business
right.
If I don't step into places where I've never been.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I have noticed about what you're just talking about is whenever I was standing still and comfortable, and something asymmetrical came at me, it meant one thing had to happen. I had to be willing to do one thing that I had not done before, and I had to accept it. And that was this: I had to learn something new. That's how I simplified it. I had to learn something new, which meant I had to begin an education process. What do you think?
I think that's true. I think that is not always what we want. Sometimes we just want to continue the way things have been and say, you know, that it's great to stay in the same path. It's great to stay standing still. It's certainly a lot less challenging.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to grow your business, if you want to stay in business, you really have to consider where are you going to go asymmetrical and make an intentional decision to do that.
Well, when you're managing for asymmetry, Peter, in my opinion, you have two ways of thinking about it. Number one is, what are you going to do to impose asymmetry, and as a proactive measure, because you and I both know the marketplace, the world, is coming at you hell-bent for light speed with its own version of asymmetry, right? I mean, don't we have to realize this? I mean, you've taught us this, creating and dominating new markets. You've taught us this over the years on how to be paying attention to these things, because asymmetry is part of our lives. It's symmetry is tantamount to cemetery too, right? Symmetry and cemetery, you can almost put those two together. What do you think?
Very good. Yes, for your business, if you stay symmetrical too long, you're going to be mired in your own grave, no question about it. And so that's a place where we don't want to be. But we don't want to just sort of throw things around and go helter-skelter, falling over. We want to plan where the asymmetry is going to be, mm-hmm. take advantage of opportunities to step into the future, balancing the need for operational stability, which is, again, getting back to Mark's problem, mm-hmm. versus entering a new place, a new revenue opportunity.
So speaking of Mark, you brought that up earlier, the story earlier about your acquaintance that was managing a business where he was brought an asymmetrical decision, or he could stay symmetrical, which is he was being pulled in two ways by his people. What did he wind up doing?
He wound up doing two things that are really important. One is he chose to sell the screwdriver, and
which was asymmetrical.
He chose to be really asymmetrical, More importantly, or as importantly, he chose to be very careful about how he communicated this to everybody involved. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows how he goes about doing business, taking steps into asymmetry on a considered basis, not a random basis.
Mm-hmm. And it's not enough just to make the decision, but if you're making a decision which is going to be outside of the comfort zone of some of your team, you have to communicate better, folks. You can't just throw it out there and let it lie. You've got to get people, communicate with them so that they can have a chance to buy into it. Tintail, right back with Peter Meyer. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.